All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. We want to let you know you're listening to Hornets Football on KCHI 102.5 FM, 1010 AM in Chillicothe, Missouri. We're coming to you live from Savannah, Missouri, where Garth Brooks is joining us here in the stands and witnessing a great Midland Empire Conference game between Chillicothe and Savannah. Right now, Savannah leads this game 14-7, but the Hornets have it 4th and 2 at the Savannah 30-yard line. Hayward, Ross, and Baker in the backfield. Strong line to the left for Snyder. Handoff goes to Ross. Ross is going to be close to picking up the first down. He gets near the 25. They've not moved the chains yet. Tackle made by Hayden Holt.
We'll see. I mean, he tried to get over, but he got tripped up. He did do the smart thing. He pushed that ball out as he was going down, and it looks like they are going to give Chillicothe the first down on that. So great job, and it was all from that extension.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Fresh set of downs for the Hornets. Ball just outside of the 25-yard line of Savannah.
4 minutes to go in the half.
Hayward, Ross, and Baker in the backfield. Strong line to the left for Snyder, who goes under center. Five down linemen, handoff to Hayward. Hayward is gobbled up by that Savannah defense right near the 25-yard line. Down to 340 now remains in the first half. 7-14, Chillicothe trails Savannah. Corbin Dreyer was in on the tackle.
And, you know, they're setting the backfield every single which way. I'm not sure what happened on that play because I was watching the wrong guy. I'm not even going to lie on that one.
17 seconds remains on the play clock as Snyder comes back to the huddle. They break huddle with 11 seconds remaining on the play clock. Balance line in front for Snyder as he goes under center. Two back split in the backfield. Back to pass. Goes Snyder. Has time. Throws it to the east corner. It is a short throw. Goes incomplete near the goal line. The intended receiver was Baker. He was covered by number 5, Kaidon Wonflu. Kaidon Wonflu.
I'm actually interested to know where this kid, where his family is from.
I'm interested in seeing if we can get a different spotter so that they can give me a different name to say rather than something like that. That's pretty tough to do.
Hey, it's your wife.
She's not even listening to me.
That's probably
She's
a good
turning
right
talking
now
to somebody else. All right, here we go, Chris. 3 minutes, 3 seconds remains.
It is
first
third
half.
Down.
Tristan Sewell wide to the left. Hayward, Baker, and Garcia wide to the right. Shotgun formation for Snyder. Snyder throws quickly. It's caught by Tristan Sewell at the 20-yard line. He's brought down near the 19 by Hayden Holt and Seth Useri.
Kate Snyder pass complete.
I mean, they got some good yards on that, but you have to wonder if that was the right play.
They're going to mark this ball, Chris, at the 19-yard line of Savannah. It looks like we need to get to about the 17-yard line. From our vantage point, it's kind of hard to tell.
Yeah, they are
exactly where the ball is.
We are at the opposite 15-yard line right now. So, from here, it does look like they only got about 2 yards to go. 4th and 2 with 2:25 to go.
Here's the Hornets, 3 backs in the backfield. Whistle is blown. Looks like we're going to have another timeout called. Timeout called by Chillicothe. One timeout remains. Good timeout. You don't want to mess up on a fourth down, especially when you're this deep in Savannah territory.
This deep in Savannah territory, just 2:20 to go in the half. This is one of those times where you need to kind of take that breather. You've seen what they've come out with the defense now. Make adjustments and push for those 2 yards.
Well, it's getting colder here, folks. No precipitation. The wind, surprisingly, has not picked up at all. Normally, it's extremely windy in Savannah, Missouri. But we've got our second timeout of this first half, both of them being called by the Hornets. Savannah has all three of theirs remaining. Savannah has the lead on the scoreboard. They lead it 14-7, but the Hornets are looking to tie the game up before we go into the locker rooms at halftime. The ball is sitting just inside the 15-yard line. Or make it the 20-yard line. It's at depth to the Savannah 19-yard line is where the Hornets have it. 4th down and 2 as we get ready to start up once again and both teams come out onto the field.
Yeah, we're sitting at, it looks like, 60 degrees right now. It doesn't feel like it,
though. It
doesn't
feel like it.
It's the wind. It's the wind.
Here's Snyder, strong line to the right as he goes under center from the 19 of Savannah. 4th and 2. Snyder trying to draw him off sides. He finally takes the snap, hands off to Ross. Nope. Ross is going to be close, but I don't know. Savannah really gang-tackled him right there near about the 18-yard line. He needed to get two. I'm afraid he might have just gotten one. Let's see here. We're already sending our defense out.
Ball carried by number 47.
No, he got stopped at the line of scrimmage there. He might have gotten one, but that is going to be first down, Savannah.
Big play there, Chris. Big play. 2:16 remains in the first half. Chilgaw, the unable to pick up the first down on a fourth and two at the Savannah 19-yard line. Savannah will maintain the 14-7 lead, and they will have the ball first and 10 at their own 18-yard line with 2 minutes, 16 seconds remaining in the first half.
This is when you need the defense to really step up.
Steele wide to the right, covered by Snyder. Usiri wide to the left, covered by Hayward. McGinnis, strong line to the left, takes the snap, rolls to his left. He keeps it, and he's able to get up near the 24-yard line. Kyle Ross on the tackle for the Hornets.
Looks like they might have been going for the option there. He decided to keep it, though, and picked up good yardage, about 6 yards there, 5-6 yards, yeah. They're calling it second and four.
No huddle offense by Savannah. They're looking over to the sidelines for the next play. As McGinnis goes under center, he has Gilbert and Holt under right behind him. Handoff goes to Gilbert. Gilbert crosses the line of scrimmage, and he's racing down the sidelines. He's into Chillicothe territory. He's at the 30, and he's finally rolled down inside the Chillicothe 30-yard line. Savannah still has all three of their timeouts remaining, so they've got plenty of time here with 1:32 remaining in the first half. Tackle made by Bradley Mosier.
That play results in a Savannah 7.
And that'd be Mosier.
First down, Savages.
Preston Hayes comes out of the ball game, looks to be limping a little bit.
Yeah, that kid got to the outside, and there was just a huge gap, and that kid's got some speed.
You got to keep an eye on him.
You do.
He's not only fast, he's big. He can handle hard hits and still bounce off of them and break them easily.
Got to keep a couple eyes on him.
Gilbert remains in the backfield with Hayden Holt. They're split. Two wide receivers set for McGinnis. Handoff goes to Gilbert. Gilbert hit in the backfield and pushed back for no gain. It'll be second down. Dean Adkins on the tackle for the Hornets. Timeout called by Savannah. They still have two more remaining. 1:19 remains in the first half. Chillicothe trailing 14-7, but in danger of giving some more points to Savannah before halftime. Let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets football on KCHI. All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. We're coming out of a Savannah timeout as they will have the ball. Second down and 11 at the Chillicothe 29-yard line with 1:19 remaining in the first half. Chillicothe trailing Savannah 14-7. Hornets on defense defending the south goal. Usiri is wide to the right. Hayward covering him. Steele is wide to the left, covered by Snyder. Holt and Gilbert back in the backfield. Here's the throw to Steele. Snyder goes by him, almost hit him, though, but he slipped out and was able to get down to the Hornet 20-yard line where he's brought down by Kyle Ross.
And you can't just hit him like that. You got to wrap up. He got hit as he caught the ball. If he had gotten wrapped up, they'd have a few extra yards back.
McGinnis under center. Flags go up in the air. It's going to be an offsides call against the Hornet defensive line. Got a little anxious there.
Took a while to call that one.
Against Chillicothe is the call.
But they did encroach. It is a good penalty, and that is going to be Savannah first down at the 15.
First down, Savages.
53 seconds to go in the half.
First and 10 for the Savages at the Hornet 15-yard line. Usiri wide to the right, covered by Hayward. Steele over to the left, covered by Snyder. Holt and Gilbert in the backfield. Hand off to Holt. Goes right up the gut, gets about 4 yards down to the 11-yard line.
Yeah, he...
Ty Figg was on the tackle there by Holt. No huddle offense. Quickly comes up to the line. McGinnis hands off to Holt again. Now he pitches back instead to Gilbert. He's in trouble in the backfield, being chased by several Hornets. Spins off several defenders as he gets into the secondary and is finally brought down at the four-yard line of Chillicothe. Missed tackles there by the Hornet defense as Gilbert just continued to churn the legs, and he was finally brought down by Aaron Baker. We've got 20 seconds remaining in this first half. Savannah has the ball, first and goal at the Chillicothe 4-yard line, and another timeout is called by Savannah, so both teams have one timeout remaining in this first half. Let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets football on KCHI. All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. Coming out of a Savannah timeout, they have one more remaining. It's first and goal for the Savannah offense at the Chillicothe 4-yard line. 20 seconds remains in the first half. Savannah leads the Savannah High School homecoming game right now, 14-7, looking to take a two-score lead over the Hornets with still 20 seconds remaining in the game, or in the first half. Usery wide to the right, covered by Hayward. Steele wide to the left, covered by Snyder. Two backs in the backfield, that's Holt and Gilbert. Gilbert blocks for Holt. Holt is brought down quickly. Aaron Baker on the tackle of Holt. I don't think he gained anything there. He also in on the tackle is number 56, Bradley Mosier.
I only know that one because Randy made sure to come and tell me that one today, so I didn't mess it up.
Final timeout called by Savannah here with 16 seconds remaining in the first half. Let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets football on KCHI. All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. We have 16 seconds remaining here at Savannah High School in the first half. Chillicothe trails Savannah 14-7 in this, the Savannah homecoming game for 2015. Savannah has the ball. Second and goal at the Hornet 3-yard line as they gave Gilbert or Holt a 1 yard on that last carry. Holt is in the backfield with Gilbert. McGinnis goes under center. He's going to pass. He's going to throw it in the end zone for Steele. Batted away! The intended receiver was Steele. The defender was Cade Snyder. Good defense there. That stops the clock with 11 seconds remaining.
Great job. Just getting that hand up in the air. Just making sure. Just be disrupting without disrupting the wide receiver.
At this
point,
this point, you've got to throw the ball to keep this first half alive for Savannah.
The issue there is all these passes that we've seen from Savannah is quick, snap the ball, and throw it. He didn't get time to that time.
Third down and goal from the 3 of Chillicothe. McGinnis goes under center. McGinnis goes back to pass, rolling to his right, throws over the middle, batted down, almost intercepted. Batted down by number 14, Kyle Ross, almost intercepted by Eric Davis, the sophomore defensive lineman. He was a little surprised. It came right to his hands.
He batted it up and away, and it went into his hands, and it hit him, and he kind of stopped and went, huh, what? Oh, I need to grab this, and by then it was too late.
Well, Chillicothe stops him there. It's fourth down now for Savannah. They're going to go for a field goal. It'll be a 20-yard field goal for Blake McGinnis, the quarterback.
He's got a good boot, though.
His holder is Cameron Collier. Here's the snap put down on the tee. Here's the kick. It's long enough.
No,
it's no good. It's no good. Chillicothe holds deep in their own end of the field. The score will now remain 14-7 with 3 seconds remaining in this first half. What a stance.
That was ridiculous. It's like suddenly defense just clicked and they said, look, we got to pull this together. They finally started wrapping up once again. The cornerbacks had good coverage, and the defensive line pushed out enough, or I should say pushed in enough, that the quarterback wasn't able to get the ball and throw it right away. Yep. He had to take a couple of more steps back, and that disrupted everything. So here's the question now, though. Do we go for a play, or do we just safe route and end the half?
I think we just take a knee and go into the locker room with the momentum that we gained right there.
Exactly, and we're getting the ball back to start the second half. And it looks like we are just going to take a knee,
and that's
going to end the half.
End of the half. What an exciting first half of football right there. Chillicothe goes into the locker room, though. Down 14-7 here on the road against the Savannah Savages. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back with our halftime show right after this.